Let's delve into the entertainment news for a few minutes, shall we? Let's start with some birthdays. This is the category of, remember him? Josh Hartnett. He was in Pearl Harbor, Black Hawk Down, Sin City, Lucky Number 7, 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Was really hot as a leading man for a while.
Yeah, now he is on Showtime's Penny Dreadful, whatever that is. He is 36 years old. Allie Landry, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Miss USA 1996, but most specifically, the hot chick from the Doritos commercials, 41. Brandi Chastain, remember her?
Yes, women's soccer player.
She's the one that we were talking about that ran off the field and ripped off her shirt, leaving us to look at her...
her Nike sports bra.
Yeah, her sports bra. She's now...
Just do it!
She is 46 years old. John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. Yeah, the old guy from Saturday Night Live.
Morgan Fairchild, my wife, who I've seen naked. Yeah,
that's the ticket.
57 years old. Do you know he got in trouble for literally beating the crap out of Andy Dick?
Really?
Andy Dick.
He did what a lot of other people wanted to.
Well, the reason he went after him is Andy Dick is the one that reintroduced Phil Hartman's wife to cocaine. That turned her into the nutcase that she turned into when she killed Phil Hartman and then herself. And John Lovitz blamed Andy Dick for that and went after him and beat the snot out of him. Like you mentioned earlier, Robin Williams, 63 years old. The artist formerly known as Cat Stevens, whatever, he's now 66.
Just went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Gary Trudeau, 66. Ken Starr, one of your favorites. And, of course, on Bill Clinton's number one Christmas list.
I'm sure.
He's 68. And the still stunningly beautiful Janet Reno, 76 years old.
Gary, go back to Gary Trudeau. Has he given up Doonesbury? Because they've been running reruns. They ran recent reruns for months, and now they're running reruns from, like, the original comic strip from back in the 70s.
I don't know.
I think he might be retired at this point.
Probably. I mean, but how good was your cartoon that you can rerun?
They're rerunning strips from the 1970s having to do with Nixon and stuff now in Vietnam. You know, it's kind of weird.
I never liked his politics, but I have to admit, he was extremely witty. His humor was there. All right, James Garner from the Rockford Files. We all know him and love him. He passed away. He passed away at his home in California on Sunday night at the age of 86. Apparently, he died of natural causes.
He didn't have a very comfortable last part of his life. He injured his back during filming of a movie like years and years ago, and he was in almost constant pain for a number of decades.
All right, it says here he had several health issues over the years. His knees gave him a lot of problems in the Rockford years. And remember, he even said that in the TV show. That was part of the TV show. Yeah. It was like, my knees or something. Well, it was right. He had six or seven knee operations during that time, and in 2000, he had both knees replaced. In 88, he had quadruple bypass heart surgery. His doctors insisted that he stop smoking. 17 years later, in 2005, he had surgery after suffering a minor stroke in 2008. Good grief.
If you're a movie fan and you've never seen the James Garner movies from the late 60s, How to Support Your Local Gunfighter and How to Support Your Local Sheriff, you should check those out. They're very fun. They're comedy westerns, and he's really good.
Now, here's another actress that you may not remember. It was the little girl from The Patriot. She played Mel Gibson's youngest daughter in the movie The Patriot.
Who didn't speak, yes.
She also had minor roles in The Cider House Rules, Don't Say a Word. She appeared in 8 episodes of 24 in the second season. She died at the age of 21. Her mom said she was prone to seizures when she was very, very young. They had gone away for a long time, and that apparently they came back about a month ago, and they believe that she died of a seizure. That's sad. All right, last but not least of the bad news, where in the world is Casey Kasem's body?
Yes, apparently it's gone missing.
The kids now say that Jean, the ex, the former widow or whatever, removed Casey's body from a Washington State funeral home, and they don't know where it is. If she did do this, apparently it's in defiance of the law. Earlier in the week, Casey's kids went to court to request an autopsy. The judge ordered Jean to keep the body in cold storage at the funeral home until that request could be ruled on, and now it's gone.
Again, this is also a clash of religions. Casey Kasem is Muslim. A lot of people don't know that. Either his kids are practicing Muslims or his new wife is. I'm not sure which. And there's a dispute because everything's going to be a dispute over what burial custom should be followed.
Can you just go down to the funeral home and get a body of a dead relative and leave with it?
If you're the wife, maybe. I don't know.
What are you going to do, take it home in a bag?
Well, that's what I mean. Can you legally go and take a body out of a funeral home and like we've seen on some of the shows where they take the body to the bar for the wake and lay it out on the pool table while the wake's going on. You can't do that, can you?
I don't think you can.
If you're going to do something like that, you got to do it before you take it to the funeral home, like Weekend at Bernie's, you know?
I'd read somewhere Casey Kasem's estate is worth like $80 million.
That's amazing.
Which guarantees that there'll be much more fighting because there's so much to fight over.
Yeah. All right. Top five movies. Moneymakers over the weekend. Transformers Age of Extinction made $10 million. It's still in number five. The new film Sex Tape made $15 million, debuting at number four. Planes, Fire, and Rescue debuted at number three.
Oh, that's the animated one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Making $18 million. The Purge Anarchy made $28 million, which brings it to number two. And Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, or as I called it, Angry, Well-Armed Monkeys, $36 million. It's still in number one, second week. It's made $139 million.
Yikes!
$139 million in 2 weeks.
By the way, I'm ready to play the role of the morning show answer man because I have the answer to the Doonesbury comic strip mystery.
Oh, okay. Well, please.
Gary Trudeau is working on an online video project, which is called Alpha House. It's been picked up by one of the websites, by Amazon.com.
Okay.
So he is on summer hiatus, and new strips will resume later this month.
All righty.
All right, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back after these brief commercial messages.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
I'll tell you this, my sister last year just became a vegetarian. 40 years old. 40 years old decides she doesn't want to eat meat anymore, which is cool, but she's 40. I think the damage is done. Yeah. Plus now she's one of these health nuts, tells everybody else how to eat, what to eat. Don't eat meat. Meat is murder. If you eat meat, you're killing those animals. If you think about the animals we do eat, we only eat the dumb ones. We don't eat the endangered species. There's no Kentucky Fried Eagle. Right? No barbecue pandas, no. Our three main meats, what? Cows, fish, chickens. All animals, I'm pretty sure, if they could talk, you could trick them into killing themselves. Yeah, that's a fact. You know you can catch a fish on a plastic worm? People, come on. They're not top of the food chain. You ever caught a fish? Don't they look confused like they don't know what's going on?